Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
You want to believe that your car is completely safe once you drop it off with the valet, right? Tommy proved to us one morning that that's not the case.
First, we need to check in with T. Hey, dude.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's up?
All right, let me reset this. Over the weekend, Jeff and I met in the Virginia Highlands. He was with Jessica, and they drove down in their car. And Stacy and I went down in ours, and we met at a restaurant. They had their car valeted. Stacy and I, we had our car valeted. And the plan was for Stacy and Jessica, after lunch, to go shopping over to Lenox Mall. They were going to drive over there, and Jeff and I were going to go back up into Midtown. So Stacy and Jessica take off and take the car, and then when Jeff and I go out to my car, Stacy still had my valet ticket. So I go up to dude, and I'm like, I told him what the story was, and he just points at a, he's all, "Where? Which one's your car?" And I pointed to my Wrangler, and he said, "Okay, see ya, bye-bye, here's your car." Gave him the $3, and we took off. So we wanted to test the theory this weekend if that was just a fluke or if that's how valets really handle it. Is it really safe to have your car at a valet?
Because technically you could have taken, you could have pointed out the Porsche or the Range Rover.
And he maybe would have given me those cars.
Right.
Maybe just because it was a beat up Wrangler, he said, go ahead and take it.
Yeah, just get it out of our...
Yeah, get it out of our line. You're making the other cars look like crap. So we sent Tommy to a hotel this morning to try the same thing, and he got denied the first time. So we wanted to make sure that that wasn't a fleek. So as a public service, we sent him to another hotel, and he's there right now. Hey, dude.
Yeah, man, what's up?
So you've scoped out the parking lot, and you have your eyes on one car that you can give the valet a description to.
Yeah.
Okay, go for
it. I just know what kind it is.
All right.
All right, so, and don't forget, you're not a guest at the hotel.
Yeah. Hey, I've lost my ticket. It's a Toyota Corolla.
Okay,
speak to cashier. Okay. I'm not a guest. I just met somebody here, and I think they've actually got it. Just talk to the lady at the desk.
Okay. Yeah, they're doing the exact same thing as last time. They're sending me to, like, a security desk. Okay.
I got a feeling you'll get this one.
Really?
Okay. Yep.
No, I don't think so. Hold on a second. I got to go back in the hotel room.
It's pretty nice, right? This is a pretty nice hotel.
Yeah, Tommy,
nice.
Show him some leg.
Hey.
Yeah, do the Oscar.
I have lost my ticket. I'm not a guest here. I was meeting somebody. It's a Toyota Corolla.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I was meeting somebody here, and I think they've actually got it. I wrote a phone number on it, and I think I gave it to my buddy that I was meeting in the lobby.
Can I
use
the
phone? Yeah, it's a Toyota Corolla.
Do you have a room number?
No, I'm not a guest. I don't have a room number at all. And I'm not real sure what his room number was, but he's already left. She's looking in a book.
All right.
Looking.
Protocol.
She's looking up Toyota Corolla.
I'm sure nowhere on that protocol does it say, okay, just give him the car.
He's going to get it. I feel like he's going to get it.
Yeah. Okay.
No way.
Yeah. I feel like
I should be there within the hour, hopefully.
No way.
There, she's on the phone right now calling somebody.
911.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, exactly.
911.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if we try this. We should try this the next time, not at a hotel.
Well, who has valet?
Yeah.
At a restaurant.
Well, that's what I said. I think that he'd have better luck getting a car at a restaurant.
Thank you very much.
At 9 o'clock,
what's
still
that?
Open.
Should I just meet him out here?
Wait.
Did you get the car?
Hold on.
Yeah, he's actually coming right here. I know the guy is. Hey, I lost my ticket. I'm not a. It's a Toyota Corolla. Yeah, it's a black Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, here we go.
You get in the car?
He's giving it to you?
I think so.
Take
no
the car
way.
And go.
No, don't.
Yeah, no, take the car.
Take the car and go.
Where yeah, do you want to
go?
Yeah, I am.
I don't know, just have him drive it around.
It's stealing.
Just drive it around the block and give it back.
No, what I'm going to do, I'm going to drive around, I'm going to pull it back and just drop it off.
Okay.
I guess I'll act like I'm valeting it again until I forgot something.
Just re-valet it, and then the other guy will come out with the ticket. Yeah. He won't be able to find his car. Oh, that's comedy.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. What he's doing, he's getting the keys right now, and he is walking.
Oh, my God.
He's walking out the door to go get the car. And I am going to follow him out here, and I cannot believe.
I want you to get in the car and beep the horn a couple times.
Okay. He's running to the car right now.
No yes! way!
Oh, yay!
No
yeah! way!
Oh, I don't believe it.
Oh, my God. This is the... I've never committed this crime.
Grand Theft Auto.
I think this is joyriding.
Yeah, this is joyriding.
I don't think you should take it out of the parking lot. I think you should just go right up, because we proved the point. You don't need to take it anywhere. Or just start it and then go, oh, you know what?
Beep the horn a couple times.
Yeah, just beep the horn a couple of times and then go back.
No. Just drive it around somewhere.
That's illegal.
Bring it back to the station and take a picture.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then drive it back, yeah.
That is illegal.
Grand Theft Auto.
You can do that if you want, but I'm not backing you when the cops come and get you.
Oh, yes, you are. This wasn't my idea.
Is he bringing the car
oh,
up
no,
right
no,
now?
Yeah,
no, he hadn't drove up yet. I think he's got to go a good ways to get it.
Oh, my God.
This is so cool.
Yeah, he's going to get it, yeah.
Yeah.
How much do I have to pay?
What time are you
paying? Yeah, it wasn't probably about 30 minutes ago, yeah.
He's not going to have any money.
No, he won't.
Oh, okay, just talk to her. Okay, thank you. I don't really know what he just gave me, but he gave me a parking pass. He's going to talk to somebody else. I'm not going to go in there and talk to him.
No, just get the car and get it.
Yeah, get the car, get the cash. Unreal.
Here's what I want him to do. Tell me
if
you're
okay. Yeah, how much do I need to pay? $8. Okay, I'll pay $8. Sure, no problem.
$8 for a brand new what?
Toyota Corolla.
You paid $2 too much.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I don't know anything about a Corolla.
Hey, do what now? Hey, you there?
Yeah.
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to pay this lady some money.
Okay. You got $8 on you?
Yeah, I've got it. Okay.
Jeff will pick that up once you get back.
That's a miracle. Yeah. I'll only pick him up if you let him do what my suggestion is about to be.
You want what?
I want him to drive the car away from the hotel, turn the radio all the way up, turn the wipers on, turn the hazards on, the turn signal, adjust the seat, fix the mirrors, screw them up, pop the trunk, then bring the car back, shut it off, and go after run back in.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Hold on 1 second. I should be there within the hour. He just pulled it up. But thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Did you hear this crash?
Can I get a receipt,
listen.
He's getting a receipt.
All right, here I go.
Oh, yeah. Honk the horn.
No way. Honk the horn. So you prove it.
Thank you very much, buddy. I really appreciate that.
No way. Wait, honk the horn. Honk the horn.
Hold on. I'm getting in right now.
Okay. All
right.
Oh my god! I did not believe this.
Unbelievable.
Okay, go.
All right, I just put it in drive. I am just stole the car.
Grand Theft Auto. That is great.
I don't believe it. All right, dude.
I think I just found me a new job.
Now bring it right back.
Now, turn on the hazards.
Do all the stuff you were going to do to the car, then bring it right back. I don't want you driving that thing.
Let me beat the horn here.
I don't believe.
Just have him driving around the block. How many miles do you think you can put on it in an hour before he brings it back?
No. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tiffany. If he drives it off the premises, he can be charged with grand theft auto.
Yeah, I don't think he should do that. All right, thank you for calling. Are you a cop?
And my brother is a police officer, and I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We will charge him if he pulls it off the premises because it is not his.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hey, T, don't do that, man. T.
He hung up.
Oh no.
The Burt Show.